Here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're talking to a few of the senior members of the Indianola Boys Soccer Squad after a 3-1 win over Denison Schleswig to get back to the state tournament. Jacob Chickering, I'm going to start with you, man. Being able to get the Indians back to state for the second year in a row, second time in school history, what's that mean to you to get that dub tonight and get back to state?
Honestly, it feels amazing. It was very emotional coming in because I know it's my senior's last game here, including myself, on this stadium. And it's just awesome to see the fans that come out and support us, and just to get the result is just—it's an amazing feeling. So, credit to everyone.
Aiden Keller, another senior here for the Indianola Boys Soccer Squad, getting back to state, second year in a row, second time in school history. Just what's that feeling like, especially with the celebration that went on here on the field after the game?
Yeah, no, it feels great having all these fans come out here to support us. It's a great community. There's nothing like it. I just really love playing with my brothers out here. There's just no feeling like it, honestly.
Alan Martinez, another one of the seniors for the Indianola Boys Soccer Squad. He had a pretty big part in that win, getting the offense kind of going there early in that second half and be able to turn the tide. What's it mean to be able to get Indianola back to state for the second year in a row and second time in school history?
It feels great, man. I mean, being part of this team is anything anyone can ask for. I mean, I love playing with everyone, and I just had a great time in the game.
And now swinging through here, I mean, this was a great atmosphere for a boys soccer game, especially go to state game too. We talked about the crowd a little bit, but just seeing that support from not just the students who were very vocal and very excited about the efforts of the squad, but also just the community as well. Just talk a little bit about what that fan support meant to you to be able to have that backing, especially in that second half when the tide started to turn.
Honestly, it's been my third year here with the high school team, and it's honestly the fan and the community coming out has been increasing ever since I got here. And to be honest, this game, this crowd, that was the biggest crowd we ever had. And it's awesome playing in front of a crowd like that. It gives you a little bit more motivation. And just the noise, it's awesome. That's what you play for.
Yeah, the community coming out, it really just motivates you. Like, when you hear that, like, student section just cheering, you just, like, want to play as hard as you can. There's just – it's a great feeling.
Like Keller said, the crowd just gave us more energy. And I feel like even though we were down one, I feel like we had a really good team talk in the locker room, and that really helped me. Since this could have been my last game, I put my whole heart in the game.
And Alan took me right to where I wanted to go with this. You know, first half, Denison Schleswig gets out to that lead early or late in the first half there. And it was kind of a, you know, momentum shifter. It kind of felt like their energy kind of picked up out of the locker room. The energy totally shifted, though, to your guys. Talk about what that message was from coach in the locker room and just being able to come out here and turn the tides in the second half.
No, definitely. Kind of take it back to earlier in the season. We were down 2-1, Silas Polk at halftime. And we were down a player even. We were playing with 10 men on the field. And, you know, we made it a game. And so we knew that just coming back into the second half with the crowd kind of behind us, the motivation come out of the locker room, It was awesome, and we knew something special was going to happen.
Yeah, just like last year, the sub-state final, we were in the same exact situation. We were down one, and we needed to get one. Then that talk in the locker room, it just really, like, motivates you. Heath, like, he just has a way, like, just, like, keep, like, lifting your head up. Like, you just know what to do once he's, like, talks to you and stuff.
Yeah, like I said before, like, last year we were down 1-0, and I just knew we could come back, you know. Everyone was on the same page, and, I mean, we did it. We came back.
And now I know the job is not done. You go to get ready for the state tournament now, which is going to be a big deal here, second year for this program to get back there. What is a couple things you guys are looking forward to working on here in practice to be able to try to go ensure that this run goes as deep as possible and hopefully bring home a title for the Indians of Indianola?
Yeah, no, we're going to patiently wait to kind of see who we come out with in our first quarterfinal game in state. I think we're just going to take the first day, kind of just getting back into it a little bit, and then definitely coming Monday, we're going to be prepared. And let's not be just the first team, or this is the second time ever Indianola's ever made it, but let's win a game. Let's make a good run for it. I know we can.
Yeah, like you said, second time in program history we've made it. I just, like, our next opponent, like, they better watch out because, like, we're going now. Like, we're locked in. I don't know.
I feel like it shouldn't matter who we play next. We should just come in with the same intensity. And if we do that, I feel like we can go all the way.
All right, fellas. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on making it to the state for the second time in school history, second year in a row. Looking forward to seeing how Indianola fares in the tournament coming up here in the coming days and weeks here. But appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Jacob Chickering, Aiden Keller, and Alan Martinez of the Indianola boys soccer team here after they qualified for the state tournament with a 3-1 win over Denison Schleswig in the sub-state final.